Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Yeah, I'm sick of this Biden botched it stuff, too. Here's a thought I have on the whole thing, and I don't know if anybody's brought up. You know, they're saying Biden got intelligence from the intelligence community. They're also saying that the generals gave him bad advice, but he kind of leaned towards what the generals told him. But here's a thought I had. This is a kind of what you get when you outsource a war and you take it to private contractors, some of whom have, from what I'm reading, just kind of in the last 6 months decided to pack their bags and bankrupt their companies in case somebody they were dealing with might have been, you know, some type that turns into, somebody on the other side going forward. They don't want any liability. I guess what I'm saying is, how did the intelligence community, when they're dealing with outsourced companies running a war, for crying out loud, that was all started under W already. And you had all these rogue companies in there. And when the cash box finally is over with, they just pick up and leave. So how do you blame the military or the intelligence bodies when they're dealing with these people too?
Right. Okay, let me unpack that, Dick, making some points, and Betsy made some great points, and I want to just make a couple of things clear. First of all, we're not, you know, revisiting how the war was conducted. George W. Bush did turn it over to a lot of independent contractors, but also there were a lot of many more regular troops, Army and Marines and Air Force, for that matter, and Navy, number one. Number two, the Afghan government, we had 350,000 men under arms, armed and trained, and that they were set to go. There were 70,000 Taliban. That's what it was, okay? They were almost wiped out after 9/11 because we went in. At one point, I think we had 100,000 people in there. Okay, you take care of business, but I'm going to make a couple of points, and that is that somehow we look on, it's sort of a normal thing to have an Islamic government. That, okay, it's the equivalent of Western government. It isn't even close. The fact of the matter is, Trump betrayed us to everybody. He betrayed us to Putin. He betrayed the Afghan government. He betrayed us and everybody and demoralized the Afghan army. I get it. He ordered the release of 5,000 prisoners, killers, Taliban and ISIS and Al-Qaeda. He ordered their release as a good faith gesture. The guy operated off the seat of his pants. He was not only crooked, he was so impulsive and irresponsible and reckless and untrained. And then what he did is he recognized them instead of saying they should be exterminated. Instead of saying, I am going to put out a bounty of $1,000 on every Taliban you kill. Go up to them in the marketplace and kill them. He'd say it a little better than that. We are going to exterminate them everywhere they are in every village. We will drone them. Our objective is to exterminate them and ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram. And we are not going to permit the Islamicization of the rest of Asia and Africa. He didn't say that. And then he convened a prestigious international negotiating session in Vienna. And he didn't invite the Afghan government. So the Afghan soldiers and the Afghan government realized we're not going to make it without some U.S. support now. We don't want to stay there 100 years. I get it. But the fact is that we're suddenly saying Biden gets elected. I'm the guy early on, a year in advance, who put together debate watch parties, supported Biden when everybody, 90% of the people listening to this radio station were supporting Bernie or Elizabeth Warren, or a handful of others, and Kamala Harris and the whole bit. None of them could have done the job right now, believe me. Okay, Biden got in there, and he did a lot of good things, certainly in domestic policy and foreign policy. What he did is he's handcuffed the Ruskies in the Black Sea, handcuffed the Chinese in the South China Sea to the best he can, made it clear that we're standing with Taiwan, and all that's great. In Afghanistan, he reflectively said, we got to get out. Okay, yeah, we do have to get out. But now the way this was done, as precipitously as it was done, he did get warnings from the CIA and the generals that Kabul will fall. And if we keep this up, there'll be a disaster over there. And there are 15,000 Americans. Now we are seen as a supplicant negotiating with the Taliban to please let us get some Americans to the airport. Well, they shoot and beat people on the way. They should have been exterminated. Now, somebody who had significant military experience over there made the statement. I think it's a good statement. He said Biden was in an impossible position. You either get out this way or you commit genocide. What you do is you bomb and level every country, every city in Afghanistan. You'd get all of the Taliban. You'd also get a lot of civilians. You're not going to do that. We're America. We don't do that. The way to do it is to use the Afghan army. And I'll tell you what, you know, Dick, I'm not as concerned. I think W was crooked. And I think what he did was a lot of these contractors overcharged, money got stolen. It got done badly. He did it because of the history in the Vietnam War. If you put in a draft, and are you kidding me? If every high school in this country were sending guys and women over there, there would have been an uprising. There was in the 60s. There would be again. So he uses National Guard, volunteers, and he uses mercenaries, basically. But he also used the Afghan government, and so did Obama. When you withdraw, you don't just say, I'm going to withdraw by August 30, and they start taking the provinces, and you don't kill them. What you say is, we are going to withdraw, and it's going to be orderly. We want the Afghan people to rule their own affairs, and it's not going to be the Taliban, and there's no negotiation with them. You do not negotiate with Nazis. The only reason they're not called Nazis, and the Germans were called Nazis in the 1940s, is because Germany was one of the most accomplished nations in Europe. They produced Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, Hegel, Kant, Nietzsche, Gauss, Riemann, goes on and on. No one could believe, and I still can't believe, that they could have degenerated into barbarism. We expect these other kinds of people to be barbarians. And you can say you're a liberal or a conservative, and I'm just telling you the truth. You hold them to a different standard, a more permissive standard. And nobody is calling them Nazis except me. You don't negotiate with Nazis. You do not negotiate with Nazis when they say, well, we'll take Czechoslovakia, but we won't go into Poland. Okay, peace in our time, they go into Poland. You don't sit down with the Taliban in Vienna and say, okay, you've done this. Do you promise not to murder anybody else? And they chuckle and they say, we promise. And then they go ahead and murder other people. This has got to be exterminated. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, all of them, driven out of Africa, driven out of Asia. Period, end of story. So I think what Biden did, I'm still his guy, but I'll call it like I see it. This was not the way to do it. This is not the way to do it. You don't give a set date and you say we are going to destroy them, and you incentivize the Afghan army, not just with money and arms. You incentivize them with leadership. And the signal this is sending to everybody around the world is, would we stop the Chinese from taking Taiwan? Would we stop the Ruskies from going farther west in Ukraine? See, we stopped the Ruskies and slicing off a little bit of Estonia, maybe Lithuania. Yep. Look, I mean, they were already, in effect, control Belarus. This was done wrong. I'm saying it was done wrong. There should have been a lot more force used against the Taliban. No negotiations. Yes, Trump is a skunk and a criminal. Okay, that's why we were elected, to clear up the skunk and the criminal. That is why we were elected. Okay, Wisco Paul, I got to go to a break. Stay on the line. We'll talk to you in a bit. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.